those ambulances. In a short while, we'll be bringing you that live update from the Black Star Square. For more news, log on to myjoyonline.com. I'm Arba Kumsen. Have a good afternoon.
Hello, I am Michael, and I run the shop just down the road from your house. You know, the one you always come to when you need things like milk, sugar, garri, and other things. I'm also your cow bank agent with whom you can do all your banking transactions. So the next time you visit my shop to get anything, just remember that you can now open your cow bank Snap account right here. Make cash deposits and withdrawals, transfer funds, and also pay your bills easily. All you need to open an account is any valid national ID and your fingerprint. Just look out for your cow bank agent in your neighborhood or look out for any registered cow bank agent sign and enjoy easy banking with cow bank agent banking. Contact us toll free on 0800 500 500 or visit www.cowbank.net for more information. Cow bank agent banking, your neighborhood bank.
Cow bank, forward to get.
The Justice Concert is here again. Did you miss it the first time? Then, this is your chance to join a movement of justice seekers. On Sunday, 2nd February 2020, International Justice Mission is collaborating with Heartsong for the second edition of the Justice Concert. We will embark on a musical and poetic journey to explore modern-day slavery, what it takes to rescue victims of human trafficking, and one survivor's journey from bondage to freedom. Come to the Agape House New Testament Church at East Legon for this free concert on Sunday, 2nd of February at 6 p.m. Together, let's end modern-day slavery. The Justice Concert 2020. See you there.
Love must be shared by one other to answer someone's dream. Join me on the Late Night Express, Mondays to Wednesdays, 10 p.m. till midnight. It's a whole new world of romance on Mondays and Tuesdays, and a deep, no-holds-barred brothers chat on Wednesdays from 10 p.m. You don't want to miss the all-new Late Night Express. Love is here to stay with George Quay. Only on Joy 99.7 FM. The Late Night Express. Let's love.
Alright, people, this is Kwabna Kwabna, and the 14th of February is a love experience. Come, let's chill, come, let's hang out, come with your partner, come with your loved ones, come with family, come with everybody. It's a love experience once again on the 14th.
To buy your tickets for the love experience with Becca and Kwabna Kwabna via Momo, just dial *920*50#. Select the buy ticket option and select option 3 to purchase it.
Music is a way of life. Music is a feeling. Music is a language. Music is how I get to express my inner thoughts, the thoughts that I cannot voice out. I put them on a melody, I put them on a beat. So to me, music means expression of my feelings. The fans all over the world are music consumers. In the business aspect of music, the fans are the clients, because they are the people you work for. They're the people you make music for. They're people that consume the product, that's the music. The vision I see of what my social impact should be is to be able to inspire every young person out there, that no matter how young you are, no matter how you look, no matter where you come from, no matter your background, you can still make something out of yourself. Hi guys, my name is Kitty. I'm here for the music, I'm here for the fans, and I'm here for the social impact. This is my Power of Three. Oh Lord of mercy. Let's go.
Three Music Awards, here for the music.
Hope to many around the globe. transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
There are people who have talent but have no passion. It creates dissatisfaction. They don't love what they are doing, although they are talented with it, but they don't like it. So they are always dissatisfied. Then there are those who know they have their talent and really have the engine to drive it, passion. They get satisfaction. On the other hand, there are those who know, who don't know what to do, but love doing it. In other words, they have no talent, but they have passion. So it's like somebody who has no musical talent, but has a passion for music. He sings, and he's always out of tune, but he's passionate. Now, if you are like that, you will be very, very frustrated in life. And because there are people who are always passionate about something. You know, when we were children, there were people who are passionate about football. They are very passionate. They are the first on the football field. They are the ones who are buying new jerseys, and they are very excited, but they don't know how to play. And there are people who are passionate about medicine who are not scientific. Passionate about engineering. They are not methodical in their minds. They are very artistic. Now, how come sometimes people are passionate about something which they can't do? I think next week I'll address it a little further in that area. But let me give you this. Most times it's because maybe they are in an environment where everybody is doing something. If you are born in an environment of lawyers, you may think you must be a lawyer when your wiring is not lawyerly at all. So here you are quoting ipso facto and all these Latin words, but you are not a lawyer. You will lose all your cases in the court. You have passion for something, but no talent for it. So good to have talent, good to have passion. Number three that determines what your gifting is your experiences, what you've done in life or what life has done to you. Experience is when talent and passion meet reality. It's when you apply your talent and passion in real life situations. Experience is a great teacher. Experience helps you to perfect yourself. You want to know what your gift is? Look at your talent, look at your passion, look at your experience. And number four is your training. Your training is what you've learned to do. This is what you go to school for. Training can be both formal and informal. Sometimes your formal training may be in line with your talent and passion, but most times your formal training may not be directly related to your talent and your passion. Most times, I would say probably about 80% of the time, the formal training we have may not be in direction with our passion. So how do you handle it? When you've gone to school to learn something, but you have another passion. Maybe you want to be a musician, but you're going to learn engineering. Does it mean that going to school to learn engineering is a waste of time? No, it's not a waste of time. You see, it's like what happens when you build a building in a waterway? So the water is supposed to flow in a certain direction, but there is a building there. So that where your water has to flow, that's your talent. This is supposed to flow this way, but your education is sitting in the middle of it. So it seems like your education is obstructing what you're supposed to do. But it doesn't. Because when there is a rainfall, the water
will find a way around the building and create a new waterway. So sometimes, immediately, you may not see the benefit of your training to your talent, but over time, you will find a way to engineer your engineering into your music. Are you following me? So you don't necessarily have to go to school to learn in line with your passion and your talent. You may not see the immediate connection, but over time, there will be a convergence because something in you is going to rediscover that path. And when it discovers it, it will even be richer because now you have a different training mixing up with a natural talent. You're going to create something far more profound and greater. So it doesn't necessarily mean that everything you learn in school has to be in line with your talent. But everything you learn will find a way into your talent if you have passion. You may be an artist, you may be a musician, you may be a lawyer, you may be a doctor. By training, your talent may be in a different direction. Over time, there will be a meeting point. So don't discard your training. And don't throw away your degree. You may not use your degree to earn money, but the degree will fuel your talent to create a new chemical composition that is unique to you. That is why in life, some of the most successful people have done things in life which were opposite what they went to school for. But if you interview all of them, they found a way to use what they went to school for in line with the talent that they have discovered. So he may have studied history, but he's now into banking. He studied philosophy, but he's now an engineer. And you say, how can he add philosophy to engineering? A philosophical engineer is a more profound engineer. All right. So don't discard your training. Don't throw it away. It's valuable. So training, experiences, passion, talent. Mix the four together. You will know what your gift is. Our gifts are God's investment into our lives. Our calling is our investment into people's lives. So what's the difference between a gift and a calling? Because I'm going to go into what a calling is. A gift is what God has given to you. A calling is what you are giving to the world. So when it comes to gifting, you receive a gift. When it comes to calling, you are the gift. You are now a blessing to people. It is your calling that makes you a blessing. You may be gifted, but if you don't have a sense of calling, your gift has no benefit to other people. It is that sense that my life must now be lived for a certain purpose that makes your gift important. There are a lot of people with a gifting, no sense of calling. And there are people with a sense of calling, no gift. But when the two work together, you receive a gift from God and you become a gift. God blesses you with something and now you seek to bless the world by yourself. Then you become a calling. So let's move to calling. Our calling. Generally, there are three ways I would want to us to look at calling. There is what I call the general calling. The general calling for the Christian is a call for you to come to Jesus, to be born again. God calls on all of us to be born again. It's what I call the general calling. It's a calling to all humanity to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's our general calling. Second is our Christian calling. Our Christian calling is the call to be like Christ. This is the call to all Christians to live their Christian life. Now, when I talk about calling, I am not referring to general calling, the call to come to Jesus, to be born again. There is a calling for that, but that's not what I'm addressing. I'm not addressing the Christian calling, the calling to be like Christ. There is a calling like that, but that's not what I'm addressing. I'm addressing a third kind of calling, and that is vocational calling. The calling to work for Christ. The calling to work for Christ. Now, this is a calling to all Christians. It is a calling to manifest God's kingdom in our lives. Now, under vocational calling, there are two kinds, and I don't like using the differentiation, but I would still use it. There is what we call sacred calling. Sacred calling. It is when God calls people into ministry as pastors, as teachers, evangelists, missionaries, and so on. That is a sacred calling. And then there is what is called secular calling. It is calling to all other areas of life, as a lawyer, as a carpenter, as a singer, and so on and so forth. The reason I don't like doing the differentiation is because I believe that all calling is sacred. Whether you're called to be a lawyer or you're called to be a pastor, all of you are doing God's work, but in different fields. So my calling in the pulpit is not more valuable than your calling in the law courts, if you're really doing it as a calling, or the classroom as a teacher, or a businessman making money, so far as you bring the money to the house of God. All right. So in that sense, all of us are working for God. We are creating things for God. The carpenter is creating chairs or beds. The teacher is molding minds and character. The lawyer is bringing justice, hopefully. The judge is bringing justice. The doctor is bringing health and healing to people. All of them are working with God. The musician is bringing joy and happiness to people. All of them are working for God. And for each one of us, we have to see our call as a holy calling. Whether you are in the church or you are in the marketplace, it's a holy calling. If you see your business as a ministry, your doctoring as a ministry, your lawyering as a ministry, your carpentry as a ministry, and all of that as a ministry, your whole perspective about how you work will change. You know, because sometimes people say, Pastor, you know, this is the business world. You can't bring the Bible here. You can't bring God to the business world because things are different. Now, we're supposed to take God to the marketplace. We're supposed to take God to the business world. We're supposed to take God to the academic world. So once we see our business as sacred, then we really want to find out, how do we bring God on the scene? How does Christ become manifest in my business? So in that sense, I would say all vocations in the name of Christ are sacred. All vocations, whether you're a politician, you're a pastor, it's all sacred. We are all working for God in different fields of endeavor. One is not superior to the other. Although we, like pastors, like to think that ours is a higher calling, I'm not going to say much about that. All right. Now, so if that is it, how do people receive calling? How do people receive their calling? How do people get to know that they're really supposed to be doing this? Now, because, you know, when I start saying, well, all calling is sacred, people say, well, but I didn't hear anything. I didn't see a vision. I didn't hear an angel. So how can you say I'm called to do this? I'm going to show you six characters in the Bible, six individuals in the Bible, and their callings. And I'm just going to show you that all callings don't come the same way. And maybe you'll find one of it that identifies with the way you feel God called you into whatever you are doing. So six of them. The first is Moses. Moses. Moses' calling is what I call the sovereign revelation. Moses received a sovereign revelation from God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. After Moses had seen the burning bush, this is what God said to him. Now, therefore, behold, the